throw that in there, because on the desktop version, you can actually type in the lower right-hand corner, but I know you and I tend to use the mobile access for the most part, which is kind of neat. All right, K3TFB, it's KD2FPM, and I guess we're waiting for the net, which should come up here in maybe another minute or so.
Roger, Roger. I just typed something there. I was always interested in who could read that, because early on when I just got involved with EchoLink, I would type things in, and apparently no one would ever read it or see it or what. But it's different on an iPhone than it is on a computer, and I'll just go back to listening. KA3TFB, and we're listening.
Good evening, Bill, and others listening. This is N5AOW, my control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening on 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 17th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Taylor Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., so is not that so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to connect the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT EchoLink repeater, KA3TFB checking in, and my good friend Kevin James is next on the queue, and we're back over to net control.
All right, this is KD2FPM out here in Oneonta coming at you through the EchoLink system.
All right, good evening to both of you, KD2FPM, Kevin, and KA3TFB. Bill, we'll start with you. How's things down your way?
Roger, Roger. I tip my hat to everyone this evening on the net. Usually everyone up there in the Empire State. We have a frost warning tonight. I'm not so sure what temperature or time it will go down to. I haven't looked at it yet, but on the weather report, we're going to go into some frost. Anyhow, mail was late today, so we didn't get much done there with the mail. But anyhow, we're just, we have our feet up on the couch here. TV was on. I was watching these shows where they go out in the most destitute places on the earth and try to survive with a camera crew. My life isn't that exciting where I have to have that kind of an interest. But anyhow, we're not going to give it back over to back to net control. Thanks for being there. And KA3TFB from Warrendale, back to net control.
All right, very good, Bill. I hope you had an excellent day today. It was a nice sunny one here, a little clouds, but on the cool side, that breeze was cold. We went down to the lake for a little bit, and it was quite chilly coming out the lake. All right, well, you have a fine evening, and stay warm. KD2SBM, Kevin, how's things down by you?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob and Bill and everyone on board, KD2FM out here in Oneonta. Got 47 degrees, so our temperature is also dropping here. It was a very cool day here. I don't think we even got much over 51, maybe 52, and that was about it. I know yesterday it was absolutely gorgeous. I want to say we were in the low 70s with ease, so that was kind of nice. This morning got up early. A friend of mine, I only see him on rare occasions because he happens to do a lot of contracting work, and he's on the road all the time, all over the place, or flying somewhere for that matter. So he's another ham also, and a computer guru. In fact, at some point I'd love to get him and Pete together and to chat, because I can pretty much guarantee the two of them could probably talk shop and really have a good exchange of information, because my good friend used to be an ISP down here in Oneonta, and I used to work for him back in the day, and he taught me a lot of stuff, and then he and I worked together for the state when we were trying to redesign the entire emergency communications network, so big thing there. So we hung out this morning, got our paperwork done for the IATSEIA, the local union for those that watch plays, concerts, or movies, TV shows. We're kind of like the background people that do the stuff that you don't see. So kind of neat to be able to be a part of that and help, even though I can't physically do the labor anymore. I love to just be able to make sure our guys here in our local can keep on out there and keep going. So. And on a good note, Brutus the Wonder Mutt, my little pup that hangs out with me, he turns 7 tomorrow, so we're getting ramped up for his birthday party. With that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, I'll tell you what, treat him to a dog bone for me, whatever treats you do. Yeah, we do that with ours, too, get a little party going or whatever. Kind of fun doing it, and, well, needless to say, anytime there's treats available, they're more than welcome to dispense with getting rid of them for us. All right, you have a fine evening, and I guess we'll move along to any and all stations that would like to check in. This is N5AOW.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI.
WA2U.
KD2DXF.
I got a pause for a minute, I'm still right. Okay, I didn't quite get the last station, all of the call signs. You come back with that and catch up with it.
Hey, Bob, it's Matt. KD2, Delta X-ray Foxtrot.
Oh, very good, Matt. Okay. All right. I have you down. Got WA2U, John. KC2WYP. KD2AIT. Jeff. N2PFM, we'll start with George. George, how's things up by you? I hope you had a good day and at least you had some sunshine and charged the batteries up.
Well, good evening to you, Bob, Kevin James, and everybody else out there, Pete, John, and everybody else out there on the net. Yeah, we had a temperature here today. It's 41 degrees right now, falling fast. Temperature range today was 39 to 65. We got some very nice sunshine, which I was very glad of and all. And, let's see, as far as that thing about being scared of poverty, let's face it, everything, all the players are lined up now with what it says in the Bible for the Battle of Armageddon, so I wouldn't be throwing things only. I'd be looking at being sure of at this point, especially relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior for the rapture, that's for sure. And with that, I'll say God bless and 73, then shut up preaching, and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, I think we all could use a little of that from time to time anyway, so that it, you know, pass the way. All right, you have a good evening. Take care. Okay, Jeff, KD2AIT, how you doing?
Good evening, everyone. KD2AIT, long time to see. Talk, as you say. I was just working tonight, trying to get in a few hours here. Tonight, tomorrow, we get to camp early next weekend. Take a day off. So. Anyway, we had a long day today, I think. Not too bad. We got up early, and today was the day we returned all the cans that we've been throwing up for the year. That was a project, boy, let me tell you. Boys got in on that one, and we also got all the recyclables ready for the transfer station. So I put one boy in charge of the can, and I dropped him off at the can place with all the cans to calm out with the guys. And I went back and I got all the stuff that was up, and I went and dropped that off, and they were giving away mulch down there at the transfer station. So I had them fill up my bed with that. Kind of nice, unexpected. Got back. Dumped off the mulch, and went back to pick up the boy from the can shop, and he had $85 a can for a year. So, I'm kind of happy about that, considering he's a few bits. And we mulched up one of the flower gardens. I really needed it. We spent some time in the wind, put the paper out, and getting it all mulched up. And then we did a few other odds and ends projects around me. One son there, he filled out the garden first time, and then we'll throw in some compost in it here in a couple weeks. And we're getting ready to go on a hike up to the Little Woodhull Lake tomorrow. That's the plan anyway. We're going to get up early and get up there and get up to the trailhead as early as we can and hike up there before the bugs get out, if there are any. And maybe cast a line in up there for the reception and look for more just in case they're not biting. Other than that, not anything else to report. So KD2AIT, back to net control. I hope all's well with you there, Bob.
Okay, Jeff, very good. Sounds like you had quite a collection of cans. I know I do that in the fall, and, pardon me, when it warms up a lot of times, I collect them. Well, we have a thing on the porch, a container, you know, rinse them out and put them in that. And in the fall, I wind up taking them out of the ski well on the boat. You know, you get where you drop them in there, well, we do. You know, in their soda cans and ice. Hike up to Woodhull. That's a nice area, and there's a lean-to up there that you can spend a little time in, a fire pit, so on. We go up that way with the sled. Well, I used to anyway. And, a lot of fun, a lot of enjoyment up there. Never fished up there, and maybe fishing is pretty good. I never thought about doing it. All right, Jeff, have a good evening, and I guess we'll pass it along to Pete. KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing?
WI, well, I was just discussing with Paul here after the other net about, he had mentioned, he couldn't remember the name, but we looked it up, he was saying Dropbox. I said, no, it's called Dead Drop, deaddrop.com, and the Dead Drop is, you know, just a name for a place where, you know, one spy leaves something for the other spy to pick up without ever meeting, so that's the term, but, mentioned this a couple years ago. I guess this, you can go to this website, deaddrop.com, and it's kind of a geocaching with USB memory sticks, and it doesn't look really active, but they have this mapping. So one in Tupper Lake, which may or may not still be there, and there's one in one in Saratoga, that's probably the closest. So the idea is you take a flash drive and you embed it in the wall or something so it's permanently affixed there. People can come and connect to it and leave files and see what else everybody left. And I don't know, interesting concept. And then that led into a discussion of some other things. They have a wireless, basically, called Pirate Box, which has sort of legitimate uses, non-connected to the internet, you know. And like I think the Wikipedia was, I was reading on that, said, well, like, some people use it like a school or something might use it for students to get, you know, information and assignments and whatever, but it's a standalone thing. There's no internet connection. Anyway, we had an interesting discussion about some of the possibilities of that. I went out this afternoon. This morning I was on, turned on the radio, and a couple guys around maybe 10:30, 11, I don't know, checked in. The e-cars from Ohio. Ohio section was doing their annual NIVIS test, where the guys go out and they put the, you know, low HF antennas and try to do the near vertical incident skywave type of, non-line of sight, but look short-range communication. So I decided I'd go out after waiting for a guy to come pick up a computer and whatever, and a couple guys, I guess, and just go. There was quite a bit of activity. And, of course, the second guy was late. By that time, things got kind of quiet. I don't know, the band conditions changed or whatever. But I went out anyway. And then I just went over to boat launch. And then I was putting a dipole up with my push-up mask. Guy came over. He said, oh, this looks interesting. Boy, I talked a long time to him, with him about ham radio and this and that. He says, oh, my father's friend has got radios or whatever. And I was, kind of trying to get him interested, which I think he was. But the whole end of the whole thing, you know, he kind of said, well, I'm going to, you know, I said, you should, you know, check out the website, and if you're interested, you know, we can get you going. Well, I'm going to be moving to Alabama, you know, at the end of the semester or something. So I wasted probably half an hour or better talking to the guy. You know, I mean, it was okay, but I was really kind of trying to if I get somebody local interested. So then I got on and made about 20 contacts and fiddled around with the antenna, of course. So I was there for 2-3 hours until I got hungry. And it was really fun. Talked to a lot of the Ohio NIVIS stations, I think one in Michigan, some special event stations, Parks on the Air, a couple, three of those. And the one guy from Ohio somewhere, I can't remember, he says it's a North Country Trail. I'm here in North Country Trail. Sounds familiar. I'm saying, you know, I mean, that everybody uses that term. He said, I said, well, you know, we have a trail. He says, yes, the same trail. And I had forgotten that's one that they're trying to develop, like, across the whole northern United States. I think right now they got it from maybe the Dakotas or someplace up through, and it comes up the Finger Lakes Trail and up into Rome and then up on the Black River Canal towpath of what there is of it, and up in the Boonville, and then and running, doing a little portable operations and putting the North Country Trail on the air. So if anybody's interested, get a hold of me tomorrow, probably late morning, early afternoon, and see how things go. And it's a lot of fun. So KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like it really would. You know what, one of those things we did years ago when I was down in Texas, and we had a lime tree and set up portable stations there and made a lot of contacts and enjoyed that. And this sounds like it'd be another fun situation and get people together and do something worthwhile. Okay, Pete, well, you have a good evening, and let's see, we'll move along to John, W-A-2-U. John, how are you and Kathy doing down in England? Hope you stayed warm with that cold breeze.
Well, good evening, Bob, W-A-2-U. Good evening to you, and George, and Kevin James, and Bill, and Pete, and good to hear Matt on, and I'm going to say Dent and Jeff, who I haven't heard in a while. All is fine here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. It's about 38 degrees and dropping. And let's see, Pete, I was thinking of you the other evening. I thought you'd have a ball with us. I noticed, listening to the news last night, and they had a hacker's contest of some sort, either through Mohawk Valley Community College or Utica College. They got a number of people from different colleges to go in and try hacking into systems, so that was it was kind of an interesting thing. It looked like they're all having a blast. There's one fellow there, and he says, "Oh, here, I'll do it," and punched up a bunch of things. So that was taking place. I guess tomorrow, the Osawatomie has the big duck race of some sort. That's kind of interesting. And on another. Talking about tunes and things about music tomorrow, I think from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., the Deerfield Fire Department has some sort of swap, sale, records, CDs, cassettes, various other types of memorabilia. That's going on from 10 until 5. There's always something going on in the central New York area. In fact, today we ordered about 20 CDs, over the telephone, and free shipping, so you can't beat that. We like to do a lot of the stuff via the phone versus the internet, just for security, especially if you're spending that much money. So did some of that, and we may have some company tomorrow. I'm not sure. The people across the road are supposed to come over and visit. They were up last week. We missed them, though, but I heard gunfire, so I know they were across the street on Sunday, last Sunday, but we just didn't get together for some reason. And that's about it. I'm trying to think if we worked on any other projects. And Pete, sounds like you're going to have a ball with the radio. Well, at least you gave the person some education, and that's a really good thing. So maybe they'll take that back to, I think you said, Alabama. So, and I appreciate George's comments. I guess it's a Saturday night, so we all need some sort of spirit. Contained or otherwise. Back over to you, Bob. W-A-T-U.
Okay, John. Yeah, I know what you mean there. And, oh, boy. Had a thought there. I was thinking about something down your way. And, I know what it was. I was going to ask you if the water level has come back up to normal yet. I know normally it builds itself up during the course of a spring on the belt and what have you, but I know in the fall, boy, it gets drastically low, and I was curious about that.
I'm convinced there's someone down there that they push buttons and things happen, so I haven't been out there. It was up there pretty good, and then it was going over the dam, so who knows? We'll find out, but I do know we need rain, and I should give an update. That it reminds me, Kathy's been real busy getting anxious with the garden, and I'm waiting for
Okay, well, we'll move along. You and Kathy have a great evening, and we'll see what Matt's got for us. KD2DXF. Matt, how you doing?
This is KD2DXF. Good evening to everybody on the net. Nice to hear some from your call signs. Not really doing a whole lot. Got to work, so enjoying some time before I get to switch over frequency to get that assignment. Then get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, do it all over again tomorrow. Then I got Monday and Tuesday off, so enjoy those 2 days off, get some regular projects going, and go from there. So, with that, I don't really have anything else to add, and I'll turn it back over to Matt Cadrell. This is KD3DXO.
Okay, Matt, yeah, it's the time of the year where you get some nice days, you want to get out there and get as many projects done as you can and get a little jump on the season before, well, I don't know if you get much in line of bugs down that way, but boy, up here, they do the streams and what have you and block them, but you still get swamped with the bugs. So you try to get as much done as you can before all that happens and squeeze it in between the raindrops and then have time enough in the summer to get out and enjoy yourself. All right. Well, very good, Matt. You have a good evening, and hope you get all your projects done. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins.
KC2QQR, Chuck.
KC2QQR, Chuck. How have you been? I hope you enjoyed the day today. Wasn't quite as warm as yesterday, but it still was a nice day.
Oh yes, it was a beautiful day out today. I got a lot of stuff accomplished. Did a lot more than I thought I was going to do. I got up this morning, boy was it cold out there. And wound up cutting the grass for the first time this year. Was kind of hesitant on doing it because I wasn't sure how wet it was going to be all the way in the back. And go to find out, really drying up out there, so which is a good thing. Did that. Getting ready to start doing my gardening over here. I hear the others are already starting get ready for that. And in the midst of it all, trying to enjoy these days because I know that the bugs are going to be coming out soon, and now it's the optimal time to be outside without all the pesky mosquitoes and black flies and whatnot out there. So yeah, got a lot of stuff done today, and I was kind of surprised. Yeah, it was a little bit on the cooler side, but I'll take it because I know it's going to get hot in a couple more months, and We're probably all going to be wanting this cooler weather. So, anyways, it was nice to hear everyone in, and say 7-3s, and this is KC2QQR, and back to net control.
All right, very good, Chuck. I feel the same way. I need to have the warmer weather, just the sunshine to charge my batteries and the warm weather to keep the body warm. I'm on blood thinners, and boy, I'll tell you what, it makes you get chilled real easy, and one of those things is an evil necessity, but the way it is, and it makes it worthwhile for me to get up in the morning and see the daylight and take a breath of fresh air. Okay, let's see, let's make it one more call, see if anyone else would like to join us. This is N5AOW. Well, I had a great day. I went out with the dog for a bit. Went out in the wood shop and worked on a little project out there. Got a couple things straightened out. Spent a little time in the garage and came back inside. We took the dog for a run and we went down by the lake for a little bit. But, well, I'll tell you what, that wind coming off the lake, the thermometer on the little shed down there said 49. And it was when we left the yard, I think it was probably 56, 57, somewhere in that area. So that wind chill coming across, pretty cold across the cold water. So it'll be a while before we get the warm air from the lake. Anyway, we'll make another call. see if anyone else would like to join. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAQ with info.
Pick it up, John.
Okay, just a couple things. I guess tonight's a full moon, looking at the calendar here. Between the 22nd, 23rd, something of that nature. Coming up May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is the infamous Dayton Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio. And there might still be motel rooms and stuff people can probably get on and check that out. It's May 20th through the 22nd, Dayton Hamvention. I've been there, although I believe the only way to go there is to fly down there and fly back. You have to take a lot of luggage. Maybe you can send it with someone, but that's what I've done in the past. Fly down, fly back, stay down there for a few days. I can't imagine staying in a car 14 hours, but some people enjoy that, and some people make motorhomes, but it's always good to do at least once in your life to go to that. I know some people go every year to the great ham fest mecca of the world, but at least once was enough for me, but it was a great time and great chance to see some of the latest and the greatest and the oldest and the moldiest. So you got the whole end of the spectrum there, but a lot of fun and a lot of people from different countries and things of that nature. So people don't got a free weekend, it might be something to consider. Something in the, as they say, the bucket list. WAQ back to that. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, John, WA2U, N5AOW. Yeah, that's kind of like going to Sturgis, you know, on a motorcycle. That's quite a run. I know a lot of guys go out there and bring the bikes out on trailer and then ride the rest of the way in, so it's not too bad. I can go about 200 miles, and that's about it. My poor old punches won't take much more of that. Anyway, all right. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency and repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Chuck, Dan, and Brennan, Matt, and Unica, John out in Hinckley, Pete up north, and Jeff, George, Kevin down in Oneonta, and Bill down in Pennsylvania for checking in this evening. 7-3 to all. Everyone stay warm. Enjoy the day tomorrow. And 5 AOW clear.
Sir Peter, yes. Good evening, this is KD2DXF, for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Do you want to call up on the phone call? Do you want to call up on the phone call repeater tonight? Looking for stations whether it's without traffic that would like to check in tonight, and of course stations are always welcome. Stations for now, please.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system. Negative, and a good evening to Octane tonight.
KD2FPM, good evening, Kevin, and you have yourself a lovely night. Looking for any first stations, I'd like to check in tonight.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater. This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB Bill calling through the Echolink system in Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania. And there's no comments, and we'll be listening. Back to net control. Over.
Okay, you threw me off at the KD2AIT. I caught Kilo, Alpha 3, Kilo, Foxtrot, Tango. If I got that wrong, please correct me. This is KD2DXF, we're doing Adder County traffic and emergency now.
N5AOW. Good evening, Matt. No traffic.
Oct-10 station, this is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. KA3TFB. Over.
I acknowledge N5AOW, thank you, Bob. K3TFB, I got you in there correct this time. Thank you for the correction. This is Zach, I'm looking for you for the stations. This is Zach, I'm looking for you for the stations. Like a check-in. KD2DXM. This is Zach, I'm making a final call. Nothing further heard. Thank you, station, for checking that. Thank you for the Rural Environmental Radio Club for the use of the repeater. This is KDT, DXF, including Oct-10 on the Rural repeater. Thank you for carrying the repeater to you. Generally, this is KDT, DXF, sir.
KD2AIT Echo Link Repeater, KA3TFB wishing everyone a good evening. We're clear.
SMS from Matt Ridley for KD2JWP, TCFD Chief.
System through this repeater, and as always, thank you for use of Echo Link. It's much appreciated, and as always, I have text messages coming in, so that's probably what you guys just heard there. So hopefully I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night, and we'll chat with you then. Until then, 73 KD2FBM is clear.